Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 5:39. John Hanson in for Steve Bertrand. Again, the inbound Ryan shut down at 76th after a shooting. Mary Vandeveld will jump in any time if you need to update folks on what is going on the Dan Ryan. All right, one huge complaint that we hear anecdotally at this station from callers, from texters, and I know congressmen, congresswomen have heard too, including Congressman Mike Quigley, is the lack of on-time postal deliveries. And the House is going to have a hearing tomorrow. Congressman Quigley joins me right now. Congressman, thanks for hopping on the line with us.
Glad to be back. Good afternoon.
What's the scope? How many people have you heard from that they haven't gotten mail on time or are missing mail altogether?
Yeah, you said you hear it anecdotally. This is the issue that everybody talks about. I'm walking my dogs. I am at the store, and I hear about it. And, you know, it's anecdotal. It's sometimes it's whack-a-mole where I'll hear about one carrier route. It's terrific for a short period of time. And then, of course, it's a national problem. It's a broad-based issue here. And we're hoping to have an open and frank discussion about the mail problems in Chicago and what can be done.
Is this staffing issues? I know the post office employs 600,000 people, one of the biggest employers in this country. Is it COVID-related, just general staffing-related, or I guess is that what tomorrow morning's all about?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, let's look at what happened when COVID hit. I mean, it's not to say there wasn't issues before or, you know, as we come out of it. You know, the post office was, postal service was down to about 50-something, 60% staffing because of COVID had a big effect. And then had a 40% drop in first-class mail, which meant loss of revenues. But at the same time, there was, because of COVID, a 120% increase in package delivery. And they just weren't ready to do it, to handle it. They still aren't. The air service issues are pretty profound. And we're hearing that in the Chicagoland area, their goal was to hire 700 additional workers to address this issue. And what they're telling us is that they're having a hard time getting to those numbers, which, again, sounds like a national trend as well.
Yeah, I'm wondering what the solution is, right? And I think a lot of people have a misconception about how the post office gets its money. It doesn't receive taxpayer funds. It makes all of its money from the stamps and kind of other service fees. It's in the hole because of pension issues, but I know it got a $10 billion influx of cash for the CARES Act in the form of a loan. Is this a problem that more money might fix that could be included, I don't know, in infrastructure or something to pump some more money into this to give their workers more money? I don't know.
Well, money doesn't solve it all, but they do need more resources because they do have to add additional staffing and change how they process things. Clearly, the air service that they were using isn't getting the job done. So it's not just money, but money and resources are part of it. I think a lot of it's adjusting to the new world and the new economy and the fact that, you know, with or without COVID, as you know, more people are getting they're buying things online. And the Postal Service delivers more packages. As you say, misconceptions are out there. They deliver more than FedEx or UPS or any of the others, and they just have to build up that process to do it.
Yeah.
So they need more people, but they can't solve this problem by doing what the postmaster was talking about, and that's reducing the standard of delivery service. You know, so that's we're going to ask tomorrow who thought that was a good idea.
Yeah. Well,
how do we get past this?
Well, keep us posted on that because we take a lot of calls on it. We're running out of time. This is not a fair question to ask for just a one-word answer, but I'll do my best. 1 to 10. What's your scale of confidence that the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the reconciliation package are going to be passed here in the next few weeks or month?
Yeah, look, I'm skewed in answering optimistic Bill questions like this because, you know, I'm a Cub fan. So okay. I just don't know how much confidence you can take. I think it's just so important we're going to get it done.
Okay.
We need to rebuild our country. We'll get it done.
I'm just going by the tone of your voice. I'm saying that's an 8.5. But that was my words, not the congressman's. Congressman Quigley, thanks for hopping on with us. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Take care.
All right. Let's send it over to Mary Vandeville with a look at traffic and weather and a couple of messy situations. Go ahead, Mary.